We've all probably heard the expression, you are what you eat. And in the case of the priests and the spiritual application we make of that, this is really true. How do we become like Christ? How can these loaves, why wasn't it just one? Why wasn't there just one piece of cake of showbread there that God could enjoy? God is implying that it represents his people also. How could his people possibly have that character? And I think it's in the priests eating the showbread that we see, this is what God has provided for us to be like Christ. When we look at Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed from glory into glory. When we take in the perfections of Christ, even in his perfect humanity, his perfect character as God's servant in the world, the man of God, the one who God was always pleased with. Father, how precious unto thee is thy beloved Son. He always did in perfection the Father's will, and all of the verses of that hymn that I don't remember offhand. You could look at every phrase there and how in every way, in every step, he pleased the Father. We take that in. And so now God wants to see those features reproduced in his people. So when we see the 12, they would remind us of the 12 tribes of Israel, all of Israel, all of God's people at that time. So we would say, we are God's people at this time. So God wants to see those features reproduced in us. And how can that be? It's the priests who are, it's as the priests would be eating the showbread, we see that mentioned, or that indicated that we become like the Lord Jesus ourselves. There's some more thoughts, I'm sure, up front here, too, on that.
Can you also say that the priests were feeding on the bread, and that reminds that our feeding on Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not like from Sabbath to Sabbath. Lord Jesus told in one of Gospel that he's the Lord of Sabbath. And then we have to feed on Christ time and again.
Yeah.
And the place where we can feed is in the holy place.
Mm-hmm.
And holy place is that place where we find the presence of God, where we find the presence of Christ. If we just go to the world, we can't feed on Christ. But there in the holy place where Christ is, we can feed upon him.
Mark?
Yeah, I was glad we can move in that direction. One of the things that's interesting is where this table is.
Yeah.
And we commented about this yesterday that, you know, this was a pattern that God gave because with regards to the ark, the way into the very presence of God was not yet made manifest. Well, now that has been made manifest, and we see that through Christ we can now have fellowship, we can have communion with God, God might dwell among us. Well, in the sanctuary or the holy place, it is what God has before him. And when we think of a table, one of the things that we think about when we think about a table is we think about fellowship.
Yeah.
We have a
Good.
Meal at a table. We enjoy and we sit down and we can have fellowship at a table. We share in common, a common meal. In the Eastern culture, in the meal, you know, it was sometimes one big gigantic plate. And everyone dipped into that one plate. And that's the real essence of how fellowship was expressed. You know, at the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus says, to whom I give the sop, right? What did the Lord Jesus Christ do? He dipped into that bowl where that substance was and then gave it to Judas. Yeah. And so the idea of sitting at a table is the idea of fellowship. And what the wonderful thing is as we're drawn into the holy place, the place where God dwells, he wants us to share in what he shares in. So the priests come in and they see what God has been enjoying for those 7 days. And then God says, no, I want you to enjoy it too. And that's really why it's about Christ. God wants us to share in what he takes delight in. And he wants to draw us in. It's out, you know, it's not out in the open, as we say. It's here in the holy place, and it's at the table, and he says, I've been enjoying this, and now I want you to enjoy it.
Can we have a reference about having fellowship with God? Somebody have a thought or a scripture about that?
There's several. 1 John.
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 1.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting that, you know, this kind of ties in everything that we've been talking about. In 1 John chapter 1, the testimony of John the Apostle, he says, that which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. They witness the life and the character of the Lord Jesus. And what was evident was it was the life that was manifest. It was eternal life. It was this quality of life that God has in himself. And then he says, this is what we declare unto you. Why? So that you might have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That's 1 John chapter 1, 1 through 3. Okay. And so this idea of being drawn in, and I like the thought that we had also, is that if the ark leads us, then at the table we have what is necessary to be sustained as we move mm-hmm. in consort with the ark. And so God wants us to share. He wants us to have a real meaningful delight in the Lord Jesus. Not just to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I'm going to heaven, and then struggle through life and flounder. He says, no, I want you to come in, and I want you to delight in what I delight in.
Mm-hmm. Just add another verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. He says that God is faithful. He says that God is faithful by whom we were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. So it just adds a little bit to it. That's 1 Corinthians 1, 9. And when you think about this now in a practical way from day to day, when we move from day to day and we're following that ark, food is for strength. And so Christ is our strength. And the reason there are so many of us that feel so weak is we're not feeding on Christ. And so when we're feeding on Christ and enjoying what God enjoys, the very one who God enjoys, then he is our strength. I can do all things through Christ mm-hmm. who strengthens me. Without me, you can do nothing. So we have no strength without him. But feeding upon him is where our strength comes from. Very practical, and we all say, yeah, we know that. And then when we wonder why we're struggling, we come back to the fact that, are we really feeding on Christ? And that's the issue. We need to get in there, into the presence of God, and enjoy the one he enjoys.